to golf now. Chad Campbell won the 47th Bob Hope Chrysler Classic in Palm Springs on Sunday. It's the subject of today's Unger Report. Brian Unger says these high-profile tournaments can be painful for those who don't feel the love of the game.
Over 30 million people golf in the U.S., according to the National Golf Foundation. But so many can't. Do you exhibit a general disinterest in golf? When others talk about golf, do you shrink, feel left out and understimulated? Though you possess the desire to golf, do you experience painful feelings of embarrassment because of your inability to perform on the golf course? Humiliation because your friends and coworkers golf and you don't? Well, you are not alone. Millions of men like you suffer from projectile dysfunction. They lack the passion to golf, lack the ability to golf, even lack interest in talking about golf. Projectile dysfunction, or PD, can affect healthy men who on the outside seem successful, normal, who even play other sports, but on the inside, they're hurting because they can't golf or love something as much as golf the way, say, Rush Limbaugh does.
It's a mental exercise. It's got all kinds of things that can really improve your life rolled into one if you take it seriously.
But for people who can't golf, every day is a bad round of jokes, reminders, mockery from others who know that you don't have a clue what a birdie is. And especially during the Bob Hope Chrysler Classic, you're reminded of all of the other things you'll never be, like a baseball Hall of Famer.
A hole in one for Roger Clemens.
A star running back.
Marshall Faulk. The pride of St. Louis gets that one to fall. The future Hall of Famer from the NFL.
A movie star.
Matthew McConaughey playing with Clemens. And look at this, a beauty. Shot of the day at the 17th.
Or even a guy who once dated Britney Spears.
Here's Justin Timberlake showing a little touch. And he would put it right next to the flag and roll in the birdie. Now at 14, another birdie chance. And Timberlake starting to feel like, hey, this is his stage.
Until there's a pill to relieve projectile dysfunction, the only way to take a swing at PD is to take a lesson. You won't be Tiger Woods, but you might get a better job after bonding with the boss, gain access to the White House, wear a shirt with a swoosh on it, and maybe, just maybe, date Britney Spears. It's possible. A lot of guys have. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
Finally, this program note. Later this week, those space scientists who sent the rover robots to Mars 2 years ago finally get out of the lab and go to the movies, where they see an IMAX documentary with enormous images from the wide red plains of a distant planet. And the scientists, the calm, quiet, serious scientists, go wild.
It shows me Mars the way I've always known it looks. You know, I mean, I saw those scenes and it's, yeah, that's what it looks like.
The only thing that would be different, if you were there, you'd be wearing a spacesuit, but that's exactly what it'd be like to be being there and experiencing what our rovers have been experiencing and continue to experience every single day, even now.
Exploring Mars by robot, the scientists and the filmmaker later this week.